This is KCUR 89.3. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, about 5,000 people in the metro area are working as independent writers, artists, and performers. And let's face it, most people don't really enjoy doing their taxes, but if you're an actor working in a handful of states, or a musician that spends a lot of time on the road, keeping track of expenses can be a challenge. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports on how some Kansas City artists are tackling these complexities.
Welcome, come on in.
Thank you.
It's just afternoon on a snowy day at Dean Vivian's house in Brookside. He's met with two clients already. Wearing a ball cap and a big smile, he fits me in before his next appointment in his basement office.
And I'm a tax preparer. That's about it. I'm not a CPA.
For three decades, Vivian has worked as a stage actor in films and television and as a voiceover artist. He started dabbling in tax preparation in the late 1980s. As he tells the story, it was early April and he had a tax question, so he went to the library. A paperback book caught his eye, and on the outside of it, how to pay zero income tax.
On the first page, on the forward page, there was one sentence, Chicago font, bold, tattooed on my little brain. If it's not a deduction, don't spend it.
He describes it as a light bulb moment.
As a self-employed person, and I went, oh my God, it's a game. And the more rules you know, the more money you save. All right, I'll play that game.
Vivian now has more than 400 clients coast to coast, mostly folks with their own business and people in the arts. Actor and performer Erin McGrain has been self-employed since 2002, and she knows Dean Vivian's mantra.
Write it down and write it off. Yeah, I'm a protege. He taught me well.
McGrain and Jeff Freeling perform as the ukulele guitar duo Victor and Penny.
Electricity, feel the spark between you and me.
To date, they've logged more than 250,000 miles on the road across 40 states and in three countries. Freeling says it's like running a small business, and taxes are something they consider every day.
Because you just have to think about, like, okay, I just bought guitar strings. That's going to go into business expense. We just made a payment on GoDaddy for our website. Well, that goes into advertising and promo. And so we're thinking of this all year long, you know, as we're doing it.
But even if you're keeping lots of records, an audit can be triggered, like one was for them in 2013. It lasted for 12 months.
When we were being audited, we were traveling a lot at that time, and we had to take all of our tax records with us on the road. So there's pictures of us with a dolly with two banker's boxes full of files and receipts.
McGrain says that process taught her a lot about taxes. She now shares tax tips with other artists in professional development workshops and conferences. She hears all sorts of record-keeping strategies, from receipts stuffed in cigar boxes to elaborate spreadsheets.
People always say, what's the best system? The one you'll use.
Same goes for Walter Coppedge, a familiar presence on Kansas City stages over the last three decades at KC Rep, The Unicorn, and The Coterie. But he also does commercial work and film, and not all in the same place.
I think I was looking at my W-2s just the other day. I think I have 9 W-2s and, you know, 3 1099s. And so, you know, and they're coming from, I think I have 3 or 4 states.
Coppedge says he's learned through the years that research or inspiration for an acting gig like Netflix or a newspaper subscription can be a tax deduction, and so can a performance.
I encourage, especially young actors, because this is something I did when I first got in the business, which is to figure out the landscape. And so I went to every theater in town and tried to see what every theater was like. So that's a business expense.
Managing those business expenses will get trickier for Kansas City's artists this year. That's because of some of the changes in the tax code. Actors like Coppedge and McGrain, who are in Actors Equity Association, get a W-2. But freelancers get a 1099. The new tax law will put a dent in deductions, as Vivian explains.
Now that means if I were to fly to Chicago to audition for Equity shows, nothing would be deductible. Not the flight, not the travel, not the per diem overnight, not the lodging, nothing. Whereas same trip to Chicago, if I'm auditioning for self-employed shows, let's say a cabaret or something like that, then that is fully deductible.
So for Kansas City's artists, staying organized is as crucial as being creative when it comes to making a living. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.